And now the letters this week to the Evening News. This week, the readers are concerned with student accommodation, the cost of Christmas, and the Canaries.
The progress of our football club always attracts a lot of mail. And reader Keith Lodes of Shelduck House, Thursford, has a suggestion. He writes, I read with interest that on May the 20th next year, a Norwich City side will play an Inter Milan side to celebrate the 25th anniversary of City's great run in Europe. Both sides will feature great players from those teams who were involved in that Inter Milan match, plus other City legends. Can those players not play for us now in the Championship? Despite their ages, I'm sure they would put up a better show than we have to endure at the moment with the current squad.
Student accommodation in Norwich and a fresh bid to turn a former Norwich pub into flats for students has received a large mailbag. Here are just a few received by email. Neil Bowers writes, Well, this really is no surprise, to be honest. We all knew this would happen, just as we all know that NCC will capitulate and give the green light to the project. Money talks, as they say, and with NCC being cash-strapped, how can they refuse? While Alex Williams writes, Norwich will soon have more student accommodation than students. IQ198 writes, Landlords cashing in yet again. Nothing new here. Money makes money. While Volcano Pete writes, After Grenfell, all housing must have fire safety as the paramount concern. And finally, Ex-Lab, now UKIP, what about housing for local people or homeless people? Housing for local people should come first.
Christmas is a-coming. The goose is getting fat, and so is the credit card bill to pay for it all. Regular reader of letters to the Evening News, Doug Fulcher of Hillside Road, Thorpe St Andrew, Norwich, offers sound advice, and he writes, In a letter in December 2016, David Coe summed up very nicely how things were 60 or more years ago during what could be termed the Christmas period, i.e. a few days off from a busy working week of some 54 hours. Today, a working week for many is in the region of 32 hours, and Christmas starts sometime in August. In January 2017, Roger Middleton added his thoughts by suggesting, Laziness and greed abounds, pointing out that too many people bought food and presents in abundance, often much more than is necessary. I would add that whereas most, if not all, gifts bought in Christmas past would be paid for in hard currency, today the credit card rules and the four-letter word cash, superseded by only, just, save, and free, and sale, all this points towards another four-letter word, debt. As a former insurance salesman, I was always advised to offer best advice, so if you haven't the money in the bank to cover your purchase by card, don't buy the item.
The 244-bed Alumno Students Flat development on the former Mecca bingo site in All Saints Green has received some unfavourable comments. ACL reader Mrs. J. Grint can understand why. She writes, Walk along All Saints Green, opposite John Lewis, and it isn't difficult to see why Aviva objected to the height of the student flats currently under construction at the former Mecca bingo site. Somehow you would expect a prestigious company such as Aviva to be listened to. However, there are five more floors to be added. It will be the tallest building in Norwich. Apparently, it has ruined the whole streetscape, which has recently been pedestrianised, due to the close proximity to the road. People automatically look up when they walk past. Also, being opposite a row of 18th century houses, including a Grade 2 listed merchant's house, formerly derelict, but currently being restored. The Norwich Society must be speechless, as they hoped for a better outcome.